Hare Krishna. Let your dreams be a spur for action, not a substitute for them. We living beings, especially human beings, naturally dream. We dream of a better future. We dream of an improved world. We dream of an improved self. We want things to change around us and we want ourselves to change, both for the better. Dreaming is a natural and necessary state of consciousness, not state feature of consciousness. And our dreams inspire us to change things for the better externally and internally. At the same time, the very capacity for dreaming, which enables us to envision a better future and then work towards that better future, that very faculty of dreaming and envisioning, which is our special human endowment, which has enabled us human beings to progress in a way few if any other species has progressed, this very capacity for dreaming and envisioning, which is our greatest strength, can turn into our greatest weakness when it is not, when it no longer remains a spur for action but becomes a substitute for action. This such dreaming becoming a substitute for action is what we call as daydreaming. Now when people live in idle fantasies, envisioning that, oh, I'll become wealthy, I'll become powerful, I'll become famous, I will become this, I'll become that, and then they don't do anything practical to implement that, to move towards that dream, then that is in the mode of ignorance. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita 18 chapter 35th text, when he says, Ya swapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madameva cha navimunchati durmedha druti sapartha tamasi. So he says, Yaya swapnam. Swapna is a dream. And he gives a list further, bhayam shokam, that that fearfulness, moroseness, all the laziness, vishadam madameva cha, intoxication, navimunchati durmedha. When one does not give it up, and one just stubbornly, obstinately holds on to it, then dhruti sapartha tamasi, such intelligence is intelligence in the mode of ignorance, Krishna states. Therefore, so this determination in the mode of ignorance, and such determination needs to be given up. Such determination is actually obstinacy, which drags us down and forces us to hold on to the things that drag us down. And the best way to give up such a negative self-sabotaging determination is by linking our dreams with tangible actions. The faculty for dreaming is not undesirable. In fact, even in our spiritual life and in those aspects of our material life which are related with our spiritual life, bhakti is an inclusive form of spirituality which redefines even our material life as spiritual, because it is meant for the service and the pleasure of the supreme spiritual reality, Krishna. And when we work this way, the dreams that we cultivate, they become spurs for action. That means, if we think I am here and I want to go here, what are the practical steps that I can take for moving onwards? When we link practical steps with our progressive ways to move forward towards our lofty dreams, then by that linking, we can move steadily towards Krishna and eventually attain Krishna. Therefore, it is vital for us to ensure that when we dream constructively, not destructively. That means dreams are a spur for positive, self-transforming and world-transforming actions, and not a substitute where we are simply mooning, daydreaming, fantasizing, and cutting ourselves off from reality while sinking into a fantasy, a world of fantasy, while the reality keeps staying as it is or worse, still deteriorating. When dreams become a spur for action, then they become very strong impelling forces for us to take dynamic resourceful action for improving ourselves and for improving things around us in a mood of devotional service to the Supreme. Thank you. Hare Krishna.